You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, you're not really a cyclist, are you?
No, I don't even own a bike. Do you own a bike?
I think I do, but I don't know where it is.
Right, the tyres aren't pumped up, that's what you're saying.
No, I haven't been pumped up in years.
That's fair.
But Simo, the reason I bring up bicycles is because a company has come up with a very unique way to stop bicycles getting stolen.
Okay, that's always a good thing. The typical ways at the moment, obviously, you've got is people chain their... Never chain the wheel, always chain the frame. Because, like, have you ever seen it when there's just, like, wheels that have been chained to something? It's like, oh, someone's taken the whole frame there.
Just left the wheel. I mean, that is one way to stop your bike getting stolen, admittedly. However, Simo, this company in Japan has come up with another way.
Nice.
When you think Japan, you don't really think theft. I mean, they have a low crime rate. But apparently, according to the Japanese National Police Agency statistics, over 180,000 bikes were stolen in 2018 alone.
Okay.
So maybe it is a little bit of an issue over in Japan.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about bike thefts, but don't they get, like, you know, somehow they make their way overseas and all of a sudden they're part of, like, a tour guide company in the mountains of New Zealand?
I don't know. Like,
they get around the bicycles.
I don't know. Over 40% of those bikes, by the way, were actually probably locked up, like you said, with the chain.
Wow, yeah.
So clearly maybe it is a bit of an issue. So a company has decided that they will start selling stickers of fake bird poo.
Oh.
The idea being you'll get one of these stickers of fake bird poo, you'll put it on your seat of your bike, and when someone comes to think, oh, I'm going to go and rob a bike, and they look at yours and it's got bird poo on it, and they go, no, I'm going to go for that one over there.
Do you think that's going to be a good deterrent?
I mean, yeah. Okay, admittedly, I wasn't going to steal any bikes, full stop. But certainly I wouldn't steal one that had bird poo on it. You'd go for one that doesn't.
So now you are going to steal a bike even less than you already were?
Yeah, which was nothing.
Just confirming that.
Good.
So I guess, I mean, what is a bike without a seat? You're not going to take a bike for a ride if it doesn't have a seat because it's exhausting.
Yeah, because you have to stand up the whole time.
Yeah. What about, are they going to start putting it on other stuff?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, maybe if you don't want, you know, your car to get stolen, just cover it in fake bird poo.
What about a birdhouse?
Yeah.
If a birdhouse, I mean, yeah. I don't know if that's going to be a deterrent. If you're in birdhouse thievery, you're probably...
If you are in birdhouse thievery, give us a call because we'd love to talk to you. Not for like a criminal thing, just to find out why.
Yeah, they could. Have they got good resale? Could be a growth market.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
Simo and Jordan.
And it is time for a love chat. Love chat, baby. Love a good love chat. And this love chat involves the correct approach. Make the right approach.
Okay, when you find a potential mate.
That's right, yeah.
You have to, you know how like peacocks do this thing where they display their feathers, various animals do a dance.
Okay.
This is the human equivalent. Is that what you're saying?
The animal kingdom. I wasn't aware of that with peacocks.
Yeah, no, that's the whole reason they've got the big feathers that kind of... I'm pretty sure I remember David Attenborough saying that on a documentary. I could be wrong.
Is that why pigs roll in mud?
Again,
or is that just because they enjoy it?
Simo, if you saw a woman and she was rolling around in mud,
would you
think, ah, that's the girl for me?
I don't know. There is something that, you know, there is something to be said for mud. However,
is there?
I don't know.
I don't think there is.
I don't know. There's certain of them. Anyway.
Well, Simo, you're not on the dating apps anymore. Go and roll around in some mud outside, see what happens.
See how it goes for me? Well, maybe an incorrect approach has been done. Now, has your mother got many hopes for you going forward in...
Hopefully. She doesn't care about me anymore. Just right. My brother is 100% all of her attention.
Because what? Time's gone by. In another time, people are like, you should marry, is it either a doctor or what's the other one? Doctor or a lawyer?
Lawyer.
That's the one, yeah. So have you had that chat or
no? But my brother is a lawyer, so
so he's like he's the pinnacle.
Yes,
that's the one you want.
He's my mum's favourite.
Ah, fair call. So this might not be the correct approach, or even the right way to go about making a doctor your other half.
Okay.
A doctor had taken some blood recently, and then decided to slide into the DMs of his patient.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I have got the message here, Jordan.
Okay.
Hey, this might seem a bit odd, but I done your blood test the other day at hospital and I thought you were good looking and seemed nice, so here I am shooting my shot.
I see.
And then there is a shrug emoji and a X, which
right.
The X could stand for extraordinarily creepy, or it could be creepy kiss involved there as well. What do you reckon? Do you think that's an approach that's okay?
Well, I mean, it's certainly... Because when you said this, I was expecting it to be the patient who was approaching the doctor,
no,
but it's the other way around.
It's the reverse, yeah.
Okay. What was the response? Do you have that?
No, she took to Twitter.
Okay. That's probably not a good sign.
Posted a screenshot and said, "Hello, HR, is that you?"
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say that's probably no.
Yeah, so wait, if she was okay with it, you were okay with it? Is that what we're going with here? Or?
Well, I mean, if they're both adults, I assume.
Yeah.
They're both single again, I assume.
What
you
about
know, if one likes the other and the other likes everyone's happy, I don't have a problem.
The principle of someone looking, if it happened to you, if they looked up your details, right?
I can see why HR may have issues with it, but you know.
Really?
I'm not HR, so I don't have to worry. And so, it's a very good thing I'm not HR as well.
Yeah, you'd be terrible at that job. Mm-hmm. So if this happened to you, you'd be totally cool with it.
What, if I went and got blood taken from a doctor?
Yeah, and then that doctor hits you up on your social media.
Yeah, I'd be fine. I mean, I'm not saying I'd 100% go out.
Yeah.
You know, but if they send me a message, I'd kind of go, yeah, all right, or nah, maybe
wow,
not.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Nah, see,
why, what would you do?
Nah, I'd be creeped out.
Yeah.
Privacy issues
yeah.
and all of that.
Yeah, Simo, you'd be creeped out that they've searched you on social media, then you just go out into a paddock and roll around in mud.
Yeah, that's yeah. it.
Stop being so creepy! Get out of my mud pit!
I'd need a mud bath to calm down. But it's interesting in that this person has tried to ask their patient out, right? And they've already kind of, like, in divorce, they always say, you've taken everything from me except litres of my blood.
Do they?
Well, like, what's the saying about, flesh, skin, all of that kind of thing? You know, you only got yourself left.
Okay.
Whereas in this instance, these guys aren't even together, and he's already taken a whole bunch of her blood.
Yeah, but I think, admittedly, I don't know much about this story, but I think it was consensual taking of her blood.
Yeah,
you know,
ahead of time.
The doctor's not like a vampire stalking around her house, like, trying to look for blood.
Well, I mean, if that vampire was as pretty as, what's his name?
Dr. Chris Brown?
Edward Cullen. What's the vampire bloke?
Oh, I don't know. I just think Twilight.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe it would work out a bit better, which is what people are saying, Jordan. They're saying that if he was attractive, that it would have gone a lot better for him. Would you endorse that?
Yeah.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I do just want to take a moment now just to reminisce, because something is coming to the end of its life.
Whoa.
It's something that's on all of our computers. Unless you have a Mac.
Oh.
And it's something that no one really uses.
Except for, is there someone in this building that's still cranking it?
I don't know. I don't
think
so.
We're not talking like Windows, because what is he using? Windows XP? He's very far behind with operating systems.
I don't know. He'd probably still be fine. to be honest, I don't know. But it's something that's on everyone's computer.
Okay.
Internet Explorer.
Really?
It is coming to an end. Let's face it, it's the worst internet browser. No one really uses it.
Yeah, well, it just kind of...
Everyone uses Firefox or Chrome or another one.
Yeah, for me, it just kind of got associated with viruses, really.
Yeah, I think that's who uses it, mostly criminals, to kind of put viruses
on
your machine.
We still have it here.
Yeah, like, it's on every... It's on... Whenever you get a computer, it's there, but, Simo, when was the last time you actually used it? Like, you've got your
never.
Computer there. You're using Google Chrome there on your machine.
I can probably open up the last... Should I open up the most... Yeah, let's...
The most recent thing someone's looked down.
Yeah, it'd be like...
Is it a worry?
Look at it. Oh, it's from a bygone era. This must be like what treasure hunters feel like.
Mm.
You know, just like... blowing some dust off an ancient scroll.
You go, it's not even loaded yet. It's taking forever. This is why no one uses it.
Ask me later. Here we go.
Okay. No. What was the last thing? Should we be worried about what
no.
it was? I just had to download Google Chrome.
That's ironic. Last thing that was looked at was how to install Google Chrome.
And then it was never used ever again.
Wow. Well, Simo, I almost feel sorry for it now.
Well, yeah, Simo, like I say, Internet Explorer, it is coming to the end of its life. Microsoft has announced that from kind of mid-next year, they're not going to be doing any more updates for it. So you can still use it, but it'll be even older than it already was. You still got what? It's mid next year, so you still got what, 9 months or so?
Well, some people have that marked on their calendar, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Counting down the days. It's like the millennium bug. Everyone thought something wild was going to happen in the year 2000. Probably some, there'll be some conspiracy theory at the end of Internet Explorer that the internet's going to shut down or something.
Now, you know the millennium bug. Do you reckon they were like just 20 years off? Like something crazy is going to happen in the year 2000. No, it's the year 2020. It's all going to happen. That's when it's all going to kick off.
Missed it by that much.
But Simo, I did just think on the show right now, let's just, we'll get rid of the music bed and we'll just have just maybe a moment's silence to remember Internet Explorer.
A quiet moment. Okay.
Yeah, let's just a moment. Let's just do that now.
Yep.
Good, well, that's enough.
All right,
No one used it anyway, so see you later.
So long, sucker.
Simo and Jordan.
And I do love when people get needlessly angry.
Ah, yes, it is
sometimes
very humorous.
You just see the steam erupt from their ears.
You know what makes people like that more angry? When we laugh at them for being needlessly angry.
So,
and then it just makes them more angry, which makes it more funny.
It's a vicious circle.
It's not quite the circle of life from Lion King, but it's kind of similar.
Yeah, this one involves a neighbour and the backyard, right? Now, the sanctity of the backyard is quite a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever kick any balls over your neighbor's fences or anything
like that? Oh, lots.
Yeah, heaps.
It was almost a daily occurrence.
Yeah, right. So
they kind of just got used to throwing them back. Come home from school, there'd be a soccer ball, a tennis ball, a cricket ball just lying in the backyard.
It got to the point with my neighbors that I was one of three brothers.
Yeah.
It got to the point where our neighbors had put signage on their gates for our benefit.
What do you mean?
So, like, on their gates, it has, like, you know, please shut the gate, etc. Whereas before we'd moved into that neighbourhood, there were no notes on all the gates.
Oh, so, like, when you were kicking a ball over, did you just go in and grab it and then not close the gate afterwards?
That's right.
Oh, you evil person.
Well, it's just, you know, we had a game to play, Jordan.
I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. I understand the importance of a backyard cricket test match.
That's right, yeah.
Or soccer or whatever you may have been doing.
Mm.
But to trespass on your neighbours and not even shut the gate afterwards.
Poor old lady. She was in her 80s. She couldn't catch us if she tried, unfortunately. So
you were safe.
She had to take other measures. Although we were like, you know, there's always the rumours of witchcraft as well.
Yeah.
When you're at that age, you're like sneaking through the garden like, oh man, I'm going to get turned into a pumpkin all for a soccer ball.
And to this day, Simo has a pumpkin for a head.
Still have dreams of that particular horrifying nightmare. Now, the neighbour. Here we go. Here's the note. It's a handwritten note.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Dear neighbour. Neighbour's in quotation marks for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know why, but yeah.
You just moved into this neighbourhood a year ago, and I wanted to give you time to correct this problem on your own. But you are apparently too inconsiderate to do so. Every day this week, when weather has been nice and windows are open, you proceed to let your small child run free in your backyard and laugh and giggle and carry on without no end. This is very disruptive behaviour for my two dogs and my bird who sit next to the window and like to look into your yard. Perhaps you could ask him to tone it down a bit, or at least limit his outside time to 15 to 20 minutes a day.
This is ridiculous.
So my dogs can be outside without seeing him run around. If this kind of behaviour persists, I will call the police.
What?
Yeah.
I assume when they say, I will call the police, they're not talking about the band Police, who will do a better background song than Eye of the Tiger.
No, they'll call the fuzz on them. Okay. That part's in capitals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're serious. That's how you know.
I know.
That's how you know when someone's serious, when you get an email in all caps. Either that or it's your 80-year-old neighbour.
So what has happened with this neighbour is, so the neighbour's unhappy that the neighbour's kids are running around making noise, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I reckon, provided it's not like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Do you know what's happened next? Has there been some kind of resolution to this story?
No,
or?
Look, people are suggesting that they let the neighbour call the police.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens next.
just like the police, the cops, like, oh, yesterday I dealt with a bank robbery. Now there's a five-year-old running around their backyard in the middle of the day making a little bit of noise.
Yeah, actually, the policeman gets back to the station, guys, I had the most difficult arrest.
I know.
Unfortunately, the assailant's hands just didn't fit in the cuffs.
Did they even make handcuffs that small?
The cuffs were just too big. I asked him to sit down on the ground. He wouldn't listen to me.
I told him you have the right to remain silent. He replied by saying, goo, goo, gaga.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
How good is that?
Back for you Monday as per usual.
Yes, Simo, we have an item here. We have to try and work out whether it's good, whether it's terrible.
Yeah.
We haven't heard this, so right now we don't know what the item will be. So it's
not
always
a clue.
It's always a bit nervy or always a bit jumpy this time of day.
Very much so. I'm a little bit worried.
You know what? I am too. I wasn't until you said that.
When it remains unsaid,
yeah.
It's always easier.
I know. I was perfectly calm, and then Simo said, I'm worried, and now all of a sudden, no, I'm kind of terrified.
Set the premise for it.
Justin Bieber. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, come on. Get around the Biebs.
I'm a yes for Bieber. Admittedly, yeah. I wasn't during his early work.
Yeah, that's... I'm the same.
The baby song that kind of went everywhere.
But that's what brought us the future goodness of the man.
Well, we kind of had to go through that.
Yeah, you have to kind of take the good with the bad. It's like probably eating your vegetables before... Are you a meat before your veg? Mm. I mean, you don't eat vegetables, really.
I had a carrot once.
Like last night, for instance, you had a chicken, you had a roast chicken, and you had a potato salad.
It's got potato in it.
Now, which one did you open first?
Good point.
So, did you go chicken? Did you have a bit of chicken before you got amongst the slightly healthier option?
I love that you're calling a store-bought potato salad slightly healthy. I don't think it is.
But what's slightly more healthier than a...
Now I would argue, because yeah. I had a drumstick, so I'm like, I mean, that's just chicken.
That's my point.
So I'd say that's healthy. So maybe I am healthy.
But you did move toward the kind of the tasteful part of the meal before you had to go through the hard bit first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So you're probably not used to... You know, good things come to those who wait, Jordan, much like the progression of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was terrible at first.
He was shocking. He was.
And now he has blossomed into a potato salad.
he was just a dirty old potato.
I know.
He's been cut, had a bit of mayo added over time.
There's some bacon in the potato salad as well.
He's teamed up with Usher, who's really mixed it up for him.
Mm-hmm. Usher is the mayonnaise.
He's put it all together, really.
And now he has blossomed into a potato salad. This is kind of a lot weirder than I expected this talk break to go, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, he's a sweet, sweet boy, Justin Bieber, one of my favourite Canadians. He's up there on my list of top Canadians.
Nice.
So coming in at number one, Justin Bieber, he's now overtaken Drake and also Michael Bublé.
And then what fourth is a Canadian potato salad?
Carly Rae Jepsen, the potato salad comes in at fifth.
Oh.
I know, right? Relegated.
Well, there you go, Justin Bieber, both a yes.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.